Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Today, the season opener for your Milwaukee Brewers. The crew opening up against the Cubs at Wrigley Field in Chicago. 1:21st pitch, 12:45 is the broadcast time for the call of the game right here on WTMJ.
We'd be better off listening to adhesive tape.
No, that's not true, Bob. You guys do a great job. Brewers come home next week with the home opener on Monday afternoon. There is no off-season for the Brewers Community Foundation. They do great things in the community all year long. Executive Director of the Foundation, Cecilia Gore, is with us live this morning with ways that fans benefit from the foundation and how we can help the mission. Good morning, Cecilia.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm great. As I mentioned, you know, foundation year-round operation, but I'm sure things get a lot more exciting for you and everybody involved when we're finally playing baseball again like today.
It really does. I can't believe how quickly the season has started again, but here we are and we're ready to roll.
So let me start with this, because you and I talk often. You know, the foundation was launched with a sizable contribution from our principal owner, Mark Attanasio, years ago, and is buoyed every year by players who contribute either financially or with their time in helping your initiatives. I know that's really important for you.
Really important. I was in spring training this past February and March, and I met with every player and left with nearly 100% giving from all of our players. They really respect the community and understand that we want to be a part of the fabric of this community, so we all roll up our sleeves and give either our time or our money.
Well, and what I love about what you just said is you talk with the players about things that not only are important to the Brewers, but also to them as individuals, so that they're really invested in that giving.
Yeah, you know, everyone lives their life. They understand the challenges that people face. Many people face their own challenges. All those guys played youth baseball, so they understand that. And the foundation focuses on health, education, recreation, and basic needs. So there are opportunities to support many things that resonate with all of us.
We're talking with Cecilia Gore, Executive Director of the Brewers Community Foundation. So I know Habitat for Humanity, that's a champion cause for your organization, youth sports, you mentioned, and some of the health initiatives. How are fans here in Wisconsin feeling the impact of what you do?
Well, you know, we've been around for a while now, and I feel like we've really made an impact. We support about 200 nonprofits annually. So as you mentioned, Habitat, youth baseball, Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts, literacy programs, arts and culture. We just have a list. And I would suspect that if anyone looked at our organizations that we fund, they would find something that resonated with them.
So, Cecilia, also, you know, regardless of one's personal philanthropy, there's also something in it for the fans when they do things like the 50-50 raffle at the games. I was reading, you know, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel had a nice write-up on a couple who was able to fund in vitro fertilization and build their family because of the $18,000 purse that they won in a 50-50.
Did you look at that kid's face? You know,
right.
All I can say is, we have a baby! We've been doing 50-50 raffle for a while, and many, many people go home with 50% of the day's proceeds. And that was probably our most memorable story. But every time a fan wins, somebody has an opportunity to do something great for their home, or, you know, send their kid to school or make an important purchase. So I really love the 50-50 raffle. And we keep 50% of the proceeds to support those nonprofits that we identified earlier.
Well, we certainly thank you and the Brewers Community Foundation for the players, the other members of your organization, and, of course, the ownership group as well for everything you've done so far. And I know the bright future is ahead. Happy opening day to you, Cecilia.
Well, and let me just quickly say thank you. You've been with me in this all along. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
Look at that. It's a love fest here on Wisconsin's Morning News. We're all happy it's opening day. Thanks, Cecilia. We'll talk again soon.
All right. Take care.
And look forward to all the things the Community Foundation is able to do here in the coming season. Again, Brewers opening day today on the road at Wrigley Field. 1:21st pitch, 12:45 is the broadcast time here on WTMJ.
Bullseye!